Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. One of the things I just don't get as I watch television is this bombardment of prescription drug advertising. I just don't get it. In my mind, I assume that the doctor knows best and is going to prescribe the right drug for me and doesn't need my help. Nonetheless, Hector De La Torre is here to talk about prescription drugs and what things to consider and as you sort out the choices in making your healthcare plan decisions and your provider plan decisions. Hector, please help me understand this. Why all the advertising?
They're trying to get the consumer engaged on their prescription medications. So health plans help cover the cost of prescription medications with a copay by the consumer. And they are listed, much like doctors and hospitals, as we've discussed previously on other shows, in something called a formulary. You can check if your medications are covered in the formulary, either online or in a print version of the list, before you choose a plan. So you don't have to wait till after you sign up with a plan to see if your prescription drugs are covered. You can see ahead of time.
So let's assume that I find some compelling new drug. I go to my doctor and say, hey, this sounds like it's going to do just the trick. I guess the first question is it covered in my health plan?
And those TV commercials you referred to always at the end say something like, ask your doctor if it's right for you. So if you need a prescribed medication that is not on your formulary, on the plan's formulary, you should contact your insurance company to find out if you can still receive the brand name drug or a generic version and at what cost. If a drug alternative is not possible for the drug you're asking for, your doctor can file an exception or prior authorization in insurance speak through your health plan. They can request it directly from the insurance company that the drug be covered because it is medically necessary. Depending on what medication it is, after your doctor files an exception, some plans may require that you agree to step therapy first, which is a kind of prior authorization. It means trying other lower-cost medications that are appropriate for your condition first. If the lower-cost drug doesn't work, the doctor can still ask your insurer to cover the more expensive medication.
Let's turn a bit to the cost issue, because that's something that's been in the news, that the astronomical cost of prescription drugs is of course one of the driving factors in cost of health insurance for average Americans. Do you see an effort to address this issue head on?
Nope, it hasn't been, and it is one of the major drivers of healthcare costs. We haven't seen any significant move either in the previous administration or the current administration, or frankly in many of the states to address this issue. So those costs will probably continue to go up.
Very quickly, do the health insurance plans change their so-called formularies such that certain drugs are now covered?
Yes.
And others, drop off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Formularies are developed to encourage people to use the least expensive medications whenever possible. But the list can change if an insurer negotiates a better deal with a drug company, if new research shows the medication is not as safe or as effective as thought, or a less expensive generic version of the drug hits the market. So under all of those circumstances, the health plans are constantly changing their formularies, and so you need to, check on that.
Thanks, Hector. This is an issue we'll return to, no doubt. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.